Boy, if you're going to have enemies, you don't want them to be your wife and your mom.
No.
No. And this is where Steve is, in the middle of a fight, and his kids are at the center of this disagreement. Who's right? This is where we need you to weigh in. Okay, I feel like this could go a lot of different directions.
Yeah.
Gonna get all PC. But, like, let's, like, think here. How do we really feel about this? What is the right way to do this?
Yeah, really use your brain on this one.
Yep. Don't let emotion take over.
Yeah, because it can, and I understand.
Totally. Okay, here we go. Steve, we're ready for it. Go ahead. What's going on?
I'm going to sound like an ass, but my wife has put on a ton of weight.
Oh.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love her, and I still think she's super hot, but I think it's getting unhealthy. She keeps all this junk food in the house, and she and the kids eat whenever they want, whatever they want. There's no rules, and the kids have been putting on some weight too. My wife doesn't seem to care.
And this is really hard to bring up. How do you say, hey, right? So we're getting a little chunky.
As a family. Yeah,
as a family.
As a it's a family problem.
Yeah, we are putting on the LBs, aren't we?
Oh.
Oh.
Hey, a
pump
whole box.
The brakes, huh?
Whole box of little Debbies might be too much.
Exactly. Well, I'm kind of in the middle because it's a different story when my kids go to grandma's. My mom told me she's been trying to teach them that you have to make healthy decisions, and it's important to take care of yourself, and you can't just sit around eating junk food and playing games all day. So the other night I heard my daughter tell my wife that one cookie was enough. My wife said, it's okay, you can have more if you want. And my daughter said, no, grandma says it'll make me fat.
Well, she's not wrong.
But what? Okay.
So now my wife is pissed. And she said, we're going to raise our kids the way we want to raise them. And if we want to raise fat and happy kids, that's our prerogative.
Oh, that's probably not the right approach.
My wife says she doesn't want them to be concerned about their bodies and what they weigh. And, you know, I can agree with that. But I don't know what to think. Like lots of women, my wife didn't lose the weight after she had our second baby. And, you know, lately she looks like she's pregnant with a food baby a little bit.
Oh, God.
It doesn't matter to me. If she wants to be curvy, I'm all for it. She's obviously going through something right now, and I know she'll figure it out, but what's the right thing for me to do?
But you've got to be concerned about your kids' health, because we do know that obesity in children is leading to a lot of problems later in life.
A lifetime of problems.
Yeah, it's not good. So I get that. If they are like seriously overweight, then I think you know what to do.
They're not seriously overweight, but I'm noticing them putting on some more weight. And I understand what my mom is saying, but I also get what my wife is saying. I don't want to, you know, like the whole thing with body image and, you know, social media. I don't want our kids to be obsessed, but I also want them to live a long, healthy life. I feel like I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. I don't know what to do.
Your wife just wants buddies to snack with.
Yeah.
So she's not feeling bad about it.
Yes.
I don't know if it's like just like a little bit of pandemic depression and, you know, pandemic 15, 19, 20, whatever.
Well, this is a tough one right before the biggest eating day of the year.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm assuming you're probably going to be around your mom and you've got a lot going on here.
Oh, boy. Mm. If your mom starts telling them how much they can put on their plate at Thanksgiving, one scoop is enough.
And that's not what I'm talking about. Like, holidays are one thing. I'm talking about, like, the habits of healthy eating, like, all regular times. You know, it's the snacking and what kind of snacking we choose.
Let's get calls from listeners. Who do you side with, your mom, a.k.a. grandma, or your wife? Okay, so if you're Steve, what do you do, Connie?
You start having healthier food choices in the house and just explain to your wife, it's not about just doing what you want. It's about making smart choices and raising healthy kids.
So you start a war with your wife by saying we need to listen to our my mom, your mother-in-law.
No, it's not. It's his decision too. So it's not listening to his mother. It's having his own opinion too as to how they should raise their kids, not her kids.
Right. Oh, that's definitely how she's going to hear it. I have a feeling.
She's going to be like, I'm being judged.
Right. Okay. Thanks, Connie. Let's go to Ross and Savage. You have the same situation. What's going on?
Well, I had the same situation with my mom in religion and having the conversations about raising with Christ and going to church. And you have the convert. In this situation, it's kind of twofold. You side with the wife and you go to your mom and you say, hey, I hear you. but this is my partner and this is our life. And this is our job to raise our family and handle things the way we choose. And if you have concerns, I need you to bring those to me directly and let us have those conversations with our family and not interject directly with the children. But then you turn around and go to your wife and you take it a little bit on yourself and you just say, hey, I'm happy with you and our life, but I have concerns myself about our choices of food and stuff. And I would like to make some changes and do that together with you. You make it easier by, you're not cutting the mom out, but you're just saying, hey, mom, if you have concerns, come to me and our family will take care of it.
Yeah, put her in her corner. Yeah. You know, mom, you're going to stay over here. You can feed me intel and that's fine, yeah. But stay right there.
Because we understand that's coming from a loving place. It just, ouch.
Yep. Okay, thanks, Ross. Kathy's in Zimmerman. You say list the wife, huh? Why?
Well, because she's helping to make them have habits that they're going to take into their adulthood, which could clearly cause them to have more problems health-wise as adults. So I think that the mother, you know, his mother is more right. I mean, I see her point, but at the same time, you're literally teaching them bad habits they'll take into adulthood, which could cause more obesity or more problems in the long run.
Yeah. It's not good, Kathy.
No, not at all. I mean, you can have a treat every now and then, but for the mother, you know, the wife to say, oh, you can eat as many as you want. No, I don't agree with that. Like, there needs to be a limit to it.
Right? Especially when you're kids, because you're learning those behaviors of what's okay and not okay, right? Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Well, I think he knows what he needs to do. All right, Steve. Good luck with that.
I think he already knew what he needed to do, but he just was afraid to do it.
Yep.